School attendance is a crucial element for student success. More attention has been going to students who continue to miss school. At one of the state's most remote school districts, the Lower Kuskokwim School District. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
LKSD is a huge district that includes 27 schools in an area the size of West Virginia. And over the last few years, the district has increased its efforts to deal with students who have chronic absences from school. The district is utilizing the state's truancy law, which says that parents can be fined if their child misses 5 days of school without authorization. LKSD is trying to send out the message to students and their families that attending school is important and constant absences will not be tolerated. Truancy has been a problem in the school district for decades. There are students missing 20 to 30 days of school a year for no approved reason, and it happens to the same students year after year.
Many times we see this profile at a young age.
Carlton Coons has been with LKSD for 31 years. He started out as a teacher and now is the district's assistant superintendent.
We want to make sure that students get off to a good start academically, and that's very difficult if they're behind because they've missed so much school by second grade or third grade. In the long run, when a student is missing 20 or 30 days of school, they're missing a whole year of school every 5 or 6 years.
Since the effort began, the district has fined parents 30 times. But a lot happens before fines come into play.
Every 5 unexcused or unauthorized absences constitutes 1 truancy.
That's state law, so students have to be gone 5 days for no apparent reason before fines are even an option. LKSD starts taking note with the first unexcused absence. Someone at the school is tasked with contacting the parents. Kuhn says this starts to address the problem, and they can find out if there are any issues involved with why the students are missing so many days.
You know, if it's a matter of the student not being able to get up in the morning, if they're staying up too late at night, if there's something that, you know, the school can be helpful with in terms of helping the student to get to school, that's where it begins.
If things don't improve after that, it gets more serious. When students reach the truancy level of 5 unexcused absences, the parents are issued a citation. That can go a few different ways. It can go through the district safety coordinator's office or through the village law enforcement, such as a village public safety officer. Next, it goes to the court system.
The court system is where it is actually heard and the fine is assessed, or community service or that sort of thing.
At that point, it's in the court's hands and it's treated like any other citation. Any fines would go to the state. According to Coons, LKSD's effort started about 8 years ago when the district began addressing the problem. In the last few years, the district's board has made it a priority. The district talks to the school principals, who relay the message to their local school boards. Coons says attendance-related efforts are discussed in schools' newsletters that go to the parents. It is also addressed at a yearly district-wide conference that includes all advisory school boards.
The concern is that we do everything we can to decrease the unauthorized absences that we see.
He says LKSD's system is set up to work with the parents to make sure they understand the importance of having a student in school every day, well-rested and well-fed. I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.